So we're gonna, anyone who's been to one of my homebrew talks before will know there's a lot of hand raising that has to go on, so I'm sorry. So who's heard of homebrew before now? Very good. Who uses homebrew? Hopefully you have heard of it if you use it. Who's submitted a PR to homebrew? Anyone submitted a PR to homebrew which was closed and rejected by me? Note, the majority of the people with their hands up are homebrew maintainers, so that's fine. Great. Who likes putting their hand up? Way, very fun. Right. So, my beeper. There we go. If you want to talk to me about anything in this talk, easiest way is either Twitter or my personal email, which is on GitHub and my website and stuff like that. I come here with two hats on generally. I'm not going to talk too much about anything GitHub related today, but that's my day job. They pay my bills. They pay for me to be here. Thank you very much, GitHub. I've been there about 6 years, and I'm working on GitHub sponsors now. If you find any of that stuff interesting, then feel free to like just grab me, hopefully not physically, during FOSDEM, and talk to me about it, and we can have interesting conversations. And similarly about homebrew, if you want to talk about stuff like that. Right, so this talk, I'm going to talk about features and funding in homebrew. These two things are completely related. They're definitely not just two blog posts I wrote that are jammed together to make a normal-sized talk. So, who likes features in software? If you haven't put your hand up, I'm a little bit concerned. Particularly new features are generally nice. I like it when I get to work on new features, and I like it when I release new features that other people like, which is very exciting. But a lot of the time, new features are not very good when I first release them because I suck at coding. So the problem with homebrew pre-1.0 is homebrew, there's a lot of design decisions that are made that might look smart, but are generally made just because me or one of my predecessors are extremely lazy, because that's how it is. One of the nice things about being a software engineer for a living and doing open source, I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this, is the pain of knowing